Former Oklahoma State University ag economist Dr. Jason Lusk is now head of the ag econ department at Purdue University. He was on a webinar with the Farm Doc folks over at the University of Illinois yesterday talking about this question. He says he's getting asked a lot by consumers and by the general media, do we have enough food to make it through this global pandemic panic?
And I'll answer the question for you at the beginning, and the answer is yes. May not have it in the places we need it, and it may not mean that we have the workers always to get it to us, but just in terms of pounds of food or gallons of liquid that we want to consume, we certainly have enough to support us in the time being. And one of the reasons for that is that agricultural production is both location and time specific. So agriculture is a seasonal business, and what that means in terms of commodity crops is that, you know, what we have in storage now was determined last year, last fall. So that was already in storage in preparation for the consumption we were going to have now. The same is true for many other food products as well.
And Jason Lust says a companion question he's getting a lot from the media and from consumers, why were those grocery stores so empty, especially about a month ago now?
In middle of March, people started going to the grocery store much more often. So there was a temporary big demand spike in grocery store establishments. Now you can see it's already leveled off some. In fact, so much so that we're visiting the grocery store less often than we did at the same time last year. Of course, it also could be the case that even though we're going less often, we're stocking up more. So I'll show you some data on that in just a second. But of course, the other side of the story here is, you know, visitation to restaurants really just, you know, fell through the floor. And so this is one of those big disruptions, is that one of the reasons we saw those grocery store shelves empty is just the amount of foot traffic, that kind of peak demand that happened. Grocery stores just were not equipped and prepared to handle that.
Dr. Lush said that one trend that was already starting to happen before the pandemic occurred was the idea of either picking up groceries that have already been pulled off the shelves for you, or having those groceries actually delivered to your home. He sees nothing but upward growth for that particular trend.
I mean, we saw already that the data on increased spending on e-groceries, food away from home. I think there was already an upward trend there, and I think that's likely to continue. People trying out some of these services for the first time. And, you know, once you try something out, you figure out, hey, this works, you may stick with it. And some of this is pick up at the store, but other parts of this are delivery at home. I think that delivery at home piece could well change a lot in the future. And we may have systems arising. We actually already do have some of this in other locations where, does it really make sense to have the grocery store where everybody's walking in and entering and potentially exposing each other to pathogens? Instead, why don't we just deliver straight from the warehouse to people's homes? And when do you have enough scale there that starts to make sense, that you just, you know, have some robots and a handful of workers that you don't have to worry about making the inside look fancy? I think that kind of trend will increase. I think another longer term trend I can imagine are grocery stores scaling back in terms of size, focusing more on fresh items, fresh fruits and vegetables and meat, those things that many of us still want to see and pick out with our own hands, look at with our own eyes. But all the rest of the stuff in the store that's a little more homogeneous, that's more packaged or processed, you know, that stuff we may increasingly rely on Amazon or direct delivery types of services.
Purdue University's Dr. Jason Lusk.